So this is normally where I do a really lame song, a Star Wars song from, you know, my mouth and stuff, but I'm just really overwhelmed and excited because the Episode 9 trailer, or shall I say the Rise of Skywalker trailer, just came out and we watched it on the live stream, and wow.
This is where the fun begins. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world. Hello there. Welcome to Star Wars Sessions. What a day to be a Star Wars fan. My name is still Matt Hudson and still Jabba the Hutt. This is our regular show. We talk anything from the galaxy far, far away. Today, there's only one thing we're going to be talking about. But before we talk about that, who is this we? Joining me as ever in the cockpit of the Essex Falcon is everybody's favourite bounty hunter, Bly G88 himself.
Fly G88. Oh, wait. Do you know what? You could have said anything and I'll still be in a good mood after that panel.
How you doing? Oh, shall I ask?
I feel so happy. I'm so happy. You know, before every celebration that we've experienced, you know, there's always, you know, a little bit of nerves kicking in, you know. You're a little bit nervous at what's actually going to happen, you know, what they're going to say, is everything going to look right? I'm really struggling to find a fault. The title, brilliant.
Well.
The trailer.
We have the title, Luke, after three, what is it? One, two, three, The Rise of Skywalker.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Dude, I like trod on a plate. That's how excited I am,
I thought I heard something smashing, and I thought, well, I don't want to say anything in case we weren't meant to hear.
It's okay. That. I've moved the plate. It's fine. It's now in the kitchen area.
Are you okay? It's the first thing to ask.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. It's basically when I'm like this, I'm pacing. My gorgeous wife, she's on the laptop, keeping herself to herself, on the sofa. I'm in our main room in our apartment. I'm just like pacing. I'm walking around because I'm just so excited and overwhelmed and happy.
Mrs. Blythe really knows to keep out of the way when Luke's smashing plates when we get the new trailer. We've been waiting for this.
Well, she made me pancakes, man. Like, literally, like, she made me celebration Star Wars pancakes.
Is strong with Mrs. Blythe. Absolutely.
Very strong. Very strong.
We've been waiting for, what, 18 months? For this day, since the Last Jedi premiere, we went to see it, we all enjoyed it, but we want to know what's next. We had Solo in between, which was awesome, but we had nothing in December of 2018. We know we're getting something in December 2019, we know what it's called now, and we have our first look at it. So, you saw that trailer, I saw that trailer, after it, what did you think afterwards? Did you enjoy it, or did you just think,
pfft? I thought it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I watched the panel because it plays it to you again automatically right at the end.
Yes.
But for anyone who watched the live stream or missed it rather, I strongly suggest you go back and watch it because it's super interesting anyway. The pictures we got from it are amazing. The cast are amazing. JJ was amazing. Everyone was fantastic. I think one thing to take away from this, right, was at the end of the first trailer, Ian McDiarmid comes out and announces to play again.
That was the best. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it.
And the fact that you heard Palpatine's cackle and then they got the man himself on stage. Surely, now this is where the speculation begins. Is he going to be in the film for more than just a cackle? How on earth are they going to utilise Palpatine? This is where the fun begins now.
This is so good. You know what? I was speaking, I mentioned in the last podcast, I was speaking with my colleague today, Dan Sexton, great guy.
Big up, Dan.
And we were saying, big up, Dan. We were saying, you know, it's got to be big. It's got to be big, right? This trailer has to knock it out of the park. Has to be the trailer of the year, right? And, you know, they probably were thinking this. I was thinking, like, how can we knock it out? How can we make this the Star Wars film? And I didn't think they were going to bring it to us like this. I mean, this is unbelievable, isn't it? This is epic. You know.
This is what it's all about. So, silly question. You enjoyed it then. Clearly you enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm so happy. So happy from that trailer. I'm just ecstatic. I'm overwhelmed and I'm so excited. I'm going to sleep well tonight. It's going to be one of those sleeps where, like, I sleep well, but I'm also, like, you wake up every few hours just because you're dreaming of how good the Star Wars trailer is.
You want to rewatch it again. Do you know what? When it came on and you see Rey, and Rey looks so good in that white, and you've got Luke Skywalker's narration, that's when I thought, this is good. You've got Rey on a desert somewhere, I think it's in Jordan. Then you've got Luke Skywalker basically saying, we've passed on everything we know. This is your fight. And then we see something in the distance that faded away. And I thought, oh, it's a speeder. And Rey suddenly gets a lightsaber and ignites as a blue. And it's Kylo Ren's TIE silencer, or whatever it's called, racing towards her. And I thought, this already, that is wicked. That is awesome.
It looks terrific. It looks so good. I mean, there's so much to talk about. Obviously, we're going to have to do another episode going more deep into the detail of the trailer, I guess. But wow, I am so happy at how well they've done this. I mean, you know, congratulations to Lucasfilm, Disney, and particularly the cast and J.J. Abrams, you know.
Yeah.
Not that they'll be listening to this anyway. Yeah, if they are, then, you know, one happy bunny. But, like, I just want to say that, you know, they've played this really, really, really well. And part of me feels like I wonder what those, like, anti-Last Jedi people think of this.
Well, yeah, because you get everything you want in this. I mean, when JJ said at the end of the panel, who wants a teaser trailer? I thought, oh, no, come on, not like a minute of just... I thought it was going to be like a montage of shots from the old films when he said teaser. I thought, no, we didn't get it. We saw quite a lot in this trailer. I mean, nothing spoiled, but you see Lando, Chewie. Is that the Death Star remains they're looking at or something?
It's the Death Star.
Yeah, it looks like the Death Star.
It's the Death Star.
It's
the remnants of the Death Star from Return of the Jedi. It looks like.
That's the first thing I said when I was watching, is that the Death Star? And then you get Lando in the Falcon, the gang, the new guard, are all together, which is something JJ said, that's the focus of the story. The new guys, Poe, Finn, Rey, BB-8, yeah, everybody, they're all together this time around. Hey, Rose is going to be in the film. I'm a big fan of that. We got to see Princess, we got to see General Leia. It looked, the very quick glimpse we saw, it looked like she was there.
It was beautiful. It was so beautiful, Matt. I cannot believe how amazing it looked. I think what I love as well is there seems to be, I mean, there's lots of glimpses of different things. There seems to be a diversity of planets. But what do you reckon? You reckon that's Tatooine or it's Jakku?
See,
because now it's got me thinking, right? I remember the last podcast. I was set on it being Jakku. You know what I'm like when something's in my head, you know.
You're on it. Why does everyone look back to Jakku? Luke does. I'd like to go back there as well.
Do you think that's Jakku? Do you think it's Tatooine?
Well,
because now I was so confident, but now I don't know.
Well, now that I know, we always knew it was in the Wadi Rum in Jordan. That was where Jeddah was filmed. Why would they be? Would they be going to Jeddah? Because I'm looking at it just from like a cinematography point that the orange of the sand is different to Jakku and Tatooine. So unless it could be like the other side of the planet, let's face it, we don't know. Or it could be, why would it be Jeddah? Who knows? It could be a completely new planet. I hope.
Well, it's the spiritual home. Jeddah was the spiritual home, right?
But then half of it was destroyed.
But maybe there's more.
I'd like it to be Tatooine or Jeddah. Or Jakku for the continuity. Because the only thing I'm worried about of episode 9, which, sorry, I don't need to call it that anymore, with the rise of Skywalker, that sounds awesome, is that they introduce too much. You know, they start introducing all too many new planets and it becomes disjointed. For it to be Tatooine, I'd love it to be...
Yeah.
I'd love seeing Jakku in The Force Awakens, and I think we need to go back there more. But this is clearly the end of the saga now, so Give me Tatooine. I don't think it is, but give me Tatooine.
Well, I just, I'm stunned. I really, really am stunned. Dude, the Palpatine.
I recorded myself, which I'm going to put out there. Did you record yourself, Luke, by any chance?
I recorded myself. Brilliant. I videoed myself and I recorded myself.
Well, I'm going to say now, for everybody listening, we will put our reaction out there together today, tonight. It will be out there. Our first thing I saw was, is that can't be Palpatine. No, because we had, shout out Kelly Hostage, he's the only person on our socials, apart from a couple of guys on Facebook, who said Palpatine was going to be the money shot. She said JJ's going to do it. And I thought, in my sort of fanboy state, I would love to. I love it, but how would they?
I thought it was too far-fetched. I was like, how can they include it?
No, and on Facebook, Jeremy David and Steen Krushoop also said Palpatine was going to be the money shot. So, well done, guys.
Oh, wow. Well done. Is that Kelly got that as well?
She
Kelly,
did, yep.
Is it Houston?
Houston.
Houston. Wow, Kelly. Kelly, you're on fire.
You keep them coming.
What is going on? Does she work for Lucasfilm or something? This is ridiculous. Well, that's a good question.
If you do, give us more trade secrets. Yeah. We won't tell.
And do you know what I was so happy about, Matt? I'm going to let you into a little secret.
Secret.
Right? Yeah. So we've been talking loads the last few days, obviously, leading up to Celebration and stuff. And yesterday, it would be funny if we've experienced the same thing. But yesterday, supposedly, right, the title leaked.
Yeah, I was warned about this.
And I messaged you this morning, right, about it, or was it yesterday?
It was this morning.
So I texted
because I had an early start at work this morning, and I was up gleefully looking through the internet whilst working. But then Luke sent a message saying, look, there's a potential leak online. It's probably not safe to go on. And I said, it's going to be a long day. And I'm telling you, it was a long day.
And I'm not sure if you've heard this or not, but apparently it leaked, like, quote unquote, air quote, leaked, the title was The Will of the Force.
I've now seen some sort of like mocked up poster of that. Would you have preferred that?
No.
Good.
No. The Rise of the Skywalker. But first of all, right, I want to just mention the last podcast. What did I say it would be called?
You mentioned Skywalker, for sure.
The legacy
of Skywalker.
I'm pretty sure I said the leg, and it's one word out.
That's right. So you said the legacy of Skywalker. That's right, yeah.
And I want to take... Yeah, I'm taking that to the bank. I've had a pretty good few months. I guessed that France would win the World Cup, and I guessed three out of the four words for episode 9.
All he needs now is to get that elusive sixth lottery number, and he'll be a millionaire.
Honestly, well, I'm not a gambling man, but still, I'm going to take the Star Wars title.
Yeah, take the sportsman's bet. That's right. Man. Well, it was completely wrong to what I thought it was going to be, and everybody else who seemed to think it'd be Balance of the Force or The Ren of Destiny. It was none of those. Nothing like that. I like the title. We've literally just chucked out on Instagram. What do people think of the title? Mark Jerome, do you like it? Oh yeah. Your boy Dan Sexton said it's perfect. Film Joe 12, good man, said it's growing on me, but I think context will be everything. Does Anakin return? So far, people like it.
Yes, I think it's absolutely a beautiful title. Obviously, some context will be nice, but you know. We don't know the context of it. It'll make a lot more sense. I know it sounds dark, but it'll make a lot more sense as we get closer to the film. And of course, when we're watching the film, just like with The Last Jedi, right? With The Last Jedi, we had, you know, everyone was asking, who's The Last Jedi?
Yeah.
Who's The Last Jedi? The Rise of Skywalker. Ooh. So can I give you some theories?
This is what we're here for.
This is what we're here for. I mean, this really is where the fun begins. This is just some literally straight off the bat theories, and I can't wait to share them with our little podcasting community, which I just want to shout out right now because it's so amazing to have all our listeners getting so involved and interacting with us so much. It's
absolutely
so inspiring us, and it just pushes us to record more, do more, get involved more, and you know, big things are coming, guys. Big things are coming.
Luke said to me, "Can we do this every day?" I said, "Well, we're gonna have to eat and sleep, so come on." Thank you for the support, though. I agree.
Okay, so theory number one, you want to hear it?
I'm here all night.
So Palpatine, I think he's alive. I think he survived Return of the Jedi. He survived falling down the hole. Star Wars has a thing. I just got off the phone with my friend Isaac as well. Shout out to Isaac. I got off the phone with him and I was like, he said, you know, people don't seem to die when they fall down holes in Star Wars. Yeah. And I was like, no, they don't.
He didn't see the body.
But think of it this way. What if he did die, right? And he managed to resurrect himself. He used the midichlorians. He influenced the midichlorians to create life.
Well, if Darth Maul can survive being cut in half, and he's, you know, the apprentice, potentially the most powerful Sith Lord of all time, should be a piece of cake, surely.
Surely, surely, right? And what if, as well, if I told you that Plagueis, yeah, and Palpatine were in it together from the start?
That I would love.
And Snoke is Plagueis.
I've been on board with the Plagueis theory since I first heard them for The Force Awakens, because it rhymes, it works, it ties everything together. But this is what I get so excited to speculate, and now I just hope JJ does it. And do you know what also lends credence to the Palpatine, your Palpatine theory? I know it's a teaser trailer, and I know these things are designed to get us excited and potentially misguide us, but just before we get the cackle of Palpatine, because the screen goes black and we hear the cackle, Luke Skywalker's narration says, "No one's ever really gone." Then we get the cackle. So is that just there to throw us off the scent, or are they telling us something that no one's ever really gone and our boy Palps is back?
He's back.
Where's he been?
He was on the stage at Star Wars Celebration.
That was awesome.
Chicago.
The lights came on and he's bathed in red.
I just want to emphasize this. Like, this happened like an hour ago, right?
Yeah.
Like, we are right past the trailer, aren't we? Like, what time is it?
It's what, just gone half past seven or so in the United Kingdom, which is what, half past one Chicago time.
I mean, we're just coming out with it all today. This is just, I'm so excited.
Yeah, excited.
I'm shocked, and I can't believe how brilliant that was. And, you know, surprised I am. If you know, every time I read, oh, Palpatine's back, no, I didn't believe it. And I was like, it doesn't sound right. But the way this looks like it's going to be executed, I mean, wow.
I love the idea of him coming back, but in my head, I couldn't piece together a situation where he'd been in hiding for 30 years. But then, if he's working in league with Snoke, who we know has been building the First Order for decades before The Force Awakens, he's been building it slowly in the unknown regions, and who's to say that Palpatine or some form of Palpatine isn't out there with him? I know Christian Harloff himself has been banging the drum, and I'm pretty sure he's a smug guy over there in Chicago now, because nobody believed him when he said Palpatine's going to come, he's coming back, man. And I didn't believe him because I didn't think that they would go that way. I would like it to happen because it's Palpatine, it's Ian McDermott, who doesn't want to see that? But yeah, as long as they get it right, if they just say he's been hiding and now he's back, I'd think, but they need to expand on it. Give us something really meaty. But if anyone could do it, JJ?
Of course. I think JJ Abrams took this project on knowing that he had to tie up everything. And he said that in the panel. And he said, and Kathleen Kennedy and JJ both emphasized that, you know, this film, yeah, it has to stand on its own and be a story in its own right. But equally, you know, we're tying up not only a trilogy, we're tying up nine films.
Yeah.
Nine films. You know, one thing I've noticed as well?
Go on.
In the YouTube video, like, the title to it has the number. Now, we've not had that before with the saga films under Disney. It's always been Star Wars The Force Awakens official trailer or official teaser, The Last Jedi official teaser, official trailer. I don't think it's ever said episode XYZ, right? Obviously now it's episode 9 in Roman numerals. And I think they're really, really hammering home this is the end of that saga, right? And for them to be so confident about that, for them to be banging that drum so much, surely they're tying everything up from start to finish. This isn't just Ray's story. This isn't just Poe's story or Finn's story. Surely this has got to be the everyone's story. And the rise of Skywalker, maybe the rise of Skywalker. But no, I noticed that, the title is The Rise of Skywalker, right? And what is the Skywalker? Is that going to be a person? Or is that, like, theoretically, is that the new name?
The legend
maybe,
or something?
Jedi?
Possibly. Could it be just the legend of, the rise of the legend, if you will?
Yeah. I don't know. It's better than what I thought it was going to be. And I thought it was going to be good. I'm an optimist and I love Star Wars.
This is the most optimistic guy I know. If the teaser trailer had been just okay, what I really wanted was just to make sure that the title landed, because that's what we're going to be saying now every month or every week or every 2 weeks, whatever, until the film starts. We're not going to be calling it Episode 9. It's going to be called The Rise of Skywalker or The Rise or just Skywalker, whatever. I was so glad that it landed. And as soon as I saw it, I didn't think, oh, that's not good. I dug it. I don't know what it means. I don't know who it could mean. I mean, everybody and their nan is going to assume it's Rey. But it could have nothing to do with her. It could actually be about... it's about something we don't know. And Rey just might be somebody who's leading the rise. She might be a Skywalker. It could be about Kylo Ren / Ben Solo.
Dude, what if Anakin is back?
I would love to see Anakin back. It'll be Hayden Christensen, Hayden or no one, back as Anakin.
I mean, it's got to be Hayden.
It is, even if it's just his voice. You can just hear his voice, like the kind of like Force Skype type thing. But you just hear his voice, just a recognizable thing to tie it in. Because if you're tying it in all 9 films, and you're calling your film The Rise of Skywalker, you've only got Luke Skywalker, Leia, Ben Solo, and Anakin. Other than Shmi, Anakin Skywalker. And you cannot miss potentially the biggest component of that entire family out.
Dude, you know, like, my feelings after The Force Awakens and now The Last Jedi and the trailers that came out of Celebration with those and the general conversation after those trailers and after those events, there was a big difference, because I felt with The Force Awakens, you know, it was new, therefore anything could have happened. So with The Last Jedi, there's a bigger sense of the narrative, and you know who's who, you know who the bad guys are, who the good guys are, you know that Kylo is a Solo and connected to the Skywalkers and stuff. And it felt a little bit more like the whole tone of the film, the way it was marketed and everything, was a little bit, it was a little bit glass half empty. I'm probably using the wrong expression, but it was a little bit depressing. There was that theme of defeat, and you could sense that. When I came away from The Last Jedi teaser trailer from Celebration 2017, I felt, you know, not uplifted. I felt like downlifted. And I was like, wow, this is really serious. I loved it, and I thought it was great. A very brave direction. The Last Jedi in general was a brave direction, you know. After this, I feel like we're back in that state where, especially with that Palpatine love, especially with that, and seeing the remnants of what looked like the Death Star, and seeing lots of other things, these different places, I feel like we're back at that stage where I'm like, anything can go. You know, like if they've put Palpatine's voice in this, like why can't Anakin be back? Why can't Luke be back? Like all within reason. Obviously, you don't want like everyone like you know has cheated death and no one dies anymore and stuff like that. I'm sure they're not going to go down that route. But honestly, this feels amazing. And if anything, it makes me like I just want to like jump into the forums and get talking and discussing. And this film, this trailer has done its job exactly. I mean, surely this is going to hype people, right?
If this doesn't hype people, I don't know what will. Because, like you said, it's uplifting. We get to see everybody want to, or we get to hear everybody we want to as well. Not just Palpatine, but we hear Luke Skywalker giving a new narration. And we see Leia. That we see a Death Star, but when it's not operational. Thankfully, there is no, hopefully, no super weapon at the end of it. I loved that. This question is going to be slightly unfair because we're both buzzing. We've both just come off the live stream and we're there in spirit. Did you think this trailer was more effective than the trailer for Episode 8, The Last Jedi? Or did you think that was better at selling where the film was going? Or is The Rise of Skywalker the better teaser going forward? Has it got you more hyped?
I think it's got me more hyped because it feels like the end. It feels like, you know, this is tying everything up. And with The Last Jedi, it was a lot more of an intimate character-driven film. You know, you saw, you know, these themes of defeat, you know, these themes that are very human. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, which was wonderful and it was great and I loved it. You know, it wasn't necessarily what a lot of people were expecting. But you know, you look at The Empire Strikes Back, you know, it's not a, you know, the feel good film of the year. However, it's a cinematic masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always say in my listings, of my favorite Star Wars films, you know, you got Empire and Jedi up there joint because it's mostly because I appreciate Empire cinematically, but Return of the Jedi just makes me feel good, makes me feel great.
Yeah.
And The Rise of Skywalker, this trailer gave me that feeling. It gave me that. And I feel this just looks brilliant. I'm going to watch it a lot more. And I'm sure there's things we've missed out and so on and so forth, but I'm so happy that I can like vent these feelings into our podcast and talk about it
for the world.
It's incredible. It really is. I feel so happy about this. What about you, just quickly?
Oh man, this did. I liked The Last Jedi teaser, and you're spot on in terms of the themes. There is kind of like it's a downbeat theme where it's kind of. It's the middle part of the trilogy where this is where the heroes are going to get tested. Did they get tested as much as they could have done? Possibly not in hindsight, but we ended with Luke Skywalker, you know, Jedi Knight, warrior, legend, hero, saying it's time for the Jedi to win and looking very forlorn and walking away. And you think, oh wow, okay, this is where we're going. Whereas this one, everything felt bright and light. And one of the things I was desperate for when JJ came back was that The Force Awakens aesthetic, the feel of it, and
yes,
we're gonna get it. It looks right. And do you know what I liked about this trailer?
Yes.
Things, little moments. Yes, we see Rey and Leia embrace, and there are tears, and we see the determination on the hero's face. But that one shot of Billy Dee, the smoothest cat in the galaxy.
I love that.
He's in the Falcon, and do you know what he's doing? He's cackling away. He's laughing. He's having a great time. It's bringing that spirit of fun back. You know,
yes,
the idea that Billy Dee, yes, Lando's back in his baby, laughing as he goes into hyperspace. It's that kind of OT feeling that you get when just Rogue One had it as well, when you get the pilots and they're sort of laughing as they're, you know, committing mass murder. But just that little moment of Lando chuckling away to himself, and that made me think, yes, we're going to get adventure back. And then you get a moment where they're looking at that, what we all think it looks like definitely is the Death Star over some planet. Maybe it's one of the moons of Endor, because it didn't look very foresty, but just seeing it and what are they there for? What brings them there? Is that Jedi? If so, why are they there for? Is that a final duel on Tatooine between a Skywalker and a nobody, Rey? Oh, you know, I mean, this has got me asking more questions, whereas The Last Jedi kind of had me thinking, why must a Jedi end and why is Luke like this? This has opened the door, man.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I think you've hit the nail on the head there. Perfect. Everything from the aesthetic, it looks incredible. The characters look so cool. How cool does Finn look?
Finn and Poe.
John Boyega,
the
that's
boss.
A cool guy.
Oh, man. Boyega looks awesome in his blue trousers / blue pants.
Oh, my word. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that cracks me up when British people use Americanism for the sake of an American audience. We got a few listeners that are American, haven't we? And I love Americans. I love American people, and I love their attitude on a lot of things. But yeah, they're not pants; they're trousers.
They are jeans, right?
Pants are what you wear underneath your trousers.
If me and Luke walked out in our blue pants, we would be told to go inside in no uncertain terms.
That's it. That's
by
it.
Anyone.
Yeah, we'll let them Google that. Google can answer that question.
Absolutely. But, just before we go on, I've got to quickly say, in the next show, we'll talk about the panel more. Obviously, now we're just excited about the thing. But what I did want to say about the panel, We got an answer to who that weird yellow alien is. His name's Claude, or Clad.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
There's no context to that, but I had to say it. His name is Clad or something, and apparently he's a really good friend of the Resistance. He looks ridiculous, but he's called Clad.
Yeah, I like that, though. It seems original trilogy. It looked like it's the practical effect, the puppet kind of... It looks great. It looks Star Wars, and it looks... Oh, this film just looks so good. It looks amazing.
JJ, you've got to deliver now, JJ. You've got us hyped. Don't let us down.
Like, this is just... I can't wait. Bring on December. Bring it
December
on.
December the 19th, I believe.
I cannot wait. Unbelievable.
It's so long to go, though. Well, I mean, we see Kylo Ren in this. We kind of see Kylo Ren. We see his hands, and I assume it's his hands. His mask getting remade. I mean, I'm just riffing off the top of my head here. But as a teaser trailer, I think this did what a teaser trailer needed to do. It got people talking. It got people excited. And I can't think there will be naysayers. And again, everybody's more than welcome to their opinion. I struggle to find what could be wrong with this trailer.
Those are the exact words that I used earlier. I said I'm really struggling to find a fault in this. I really am. Like, I'm enjoying this so much, so much, and I don't understand how you could look at this negatively.
I don't think you can.
It looks brilliant. It looks brilliant, and if you're on board with the sequel trilogy anyway, I think this is such a strong trailer, and I am hyped.
Hyped is the word. Guys out there, let us know what you think about the trailer. We'll give the socials very shortly, but tell us what you think about it. Did you like this trailer? Did you not like it? And if you didn't like it, obviously, why? We're not here to critique or tell you you're wrong. We want to know what you thought about it, for better or worse. We liked it. I liked the music as well. That's one of the things I'm looking forward to most, is John Williams' final score. But as a teaser trailer, we think it did the job, and we're not talking as blinded fanboys, I don't believe. I think we're just talking as people who were anticipating something, and we got the payoff that we wanted. Is that right? Or
I think Lando looked great. I think Chewbacca looked great. Mm-hmm. I think the droids look great. And do you know what? I just want to say, actually, because I keep forgetting this, but I just want to say how much I love the look of the aliens and the creatures. Not that we got loads in the trailer, but there were more in the panel. I think that looks, it just looks phenomenal. They look so good, and I can't wait. Especially there was that one photo. I've no clue what context or what character was in it. There's a photo of like hundreds of people dressed up, like
they're dancing,
or putting their, yeah, it's like they're dancing or putting out their hands to something or someone or whatever. And it looks incredible.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
If anyone can't tell, Blighty88 is pumped for this. And all I'll say before we go anywhere is just check out Rey's face at the beginning of the trailer when she sees what's coming towards her. Make up your own mind what she's thinking, but I love Daisy Ridley. She's so good at emoting. All right, man. Like I say, we will dive into this trailer once we've got our thoughts and words together. We're all going to go and read everybody's thoughts about it, the breakdowns, the articles, the YouTube videos. We're going to digest them. I'm going to go back and watch this probably about 14 times tonight, maybe a 15th. And I'm going to be taking that to trying to absorb it, and I'm pretty sure Lucas as well.
I think I'm on like my sixth or seventh viewing.
Yeah, he's watching it right now, I bet.
It's on my TV ready to go, literally. I'm ready to go.
Once we're done with this, I'm going to be watching it.
It's been such a pleasure. I'm so glad we could share this with each other and share it with our listeners and stuff. Honestly, this is incredible.
And this is just a start. I echo that. Thank you very much, Mr. Blywell, for being the best Star Wars fan I know. Yeah, so this is the start of the journey. There's more to come. We're going to get more images. We're going to get more videos, more teasers, more story bites, more everything. And then we're going to get to the film in December. But this, for now, let's just revel in what we have now. Before we know more, before we see more, let's just enjoy what we've been given today by JJ, Kathy, and Lucasfilm, Disney, and everybody over there in Chicago. Everybody out there who was there in the panel, I hope you had a blast, because the atmosphere looked intense there.
Yeah, yeah. Couldn't agree more. Thank you so much. I was literally just about to say thank you so much, JJ Abrams and everyone else. I've already thanked them, but honestly, I'm a bit shocked and I'm a bit all over the place, but
I'm glad we've done this.
Well, let's go back. Let's go and watch that trailer for the 100th time. And like I say, if anybody listening right now, our reaction will either be coming out or it's already out. But for now, for this very quick podcast of ours, post trailer, that is that for this mini episode of Star Wars Sessions. Thank you to my Chetar Knight of a co-host, the greatest bounty hunter this side of the unknown regions, BlyG88. It's been a blast.
It's been a blast, mate. And all I can say is Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
Yes. And this is just the first official day of celebration content. We've got more coming. We've got The Mandalorian. We've got The Jedi Fallen Order. We've got The Clone Wars coming up. We've got the publishing panels. That's all coming from tomorrow and Sunday. Me and Luke will be back. We're going to be celebrating celebration. We're going to be diving into everything we've just mentioned. But until then, once we've caught our breath, where can the world find you online?
Find me on Instagram at LeafItOutLuke. That's a leaf, like a leaf falling off a tree, with a full stop or a period if you're American in between each letter. Or even easier, catch me on Instagram again at Star Wars Sessions. Just one word, Star Wars Sessions. And I'll be responding to both of those. Feel free, slide in the DMs. But find me on there and we can have a chat.
Absolutely. So you can find me at whatiwatchtonight.co.uk or What I Watch Tonight across all the socials. As Luke said, Instagram, find the show. That's where we hang. On Instagram at Star Wars Sessions. On Twitter at Star Wars Session. And you can find the show anchor.fm/star-wars-sessions. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podbean. Anywhere you can find podcasts, we are there. Anywhere worth their great salt. But yeah, come, like Luke said, come talk the wars with us. DM us, comment on our stories, just talk with us. If you like what you hear, tell your Star Wars friends that there are a bunch of guys out there who just enjoy talking Star Wars. For better or worse, we enjoy talking about it. We shoot the galactic breeze. If you really like us, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You don't know how much it helps the show out and gets more listeners out there. The more listeners we have, the bigger we can get, the more we can grow, the more we can give. But until then, from me, it most certainly is see ya, and from Luke,
The Rise of the Skywalker, man. I just wanted to say that one more time.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
Goodbye, old friend. May the force be with you. See you around, kid.